With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting civil liberties organizations are filing suit against a new Texas law authorizing state police to arrest migrants who illegally cross the U.S. border and give local judges authority to order them to leave the country. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells KRGV he's operating under rights created by the framers of the Constitution.
They inserted Article 1, Section 10 to the United States Constitution to empower states to take action to defend themselves. And that is exactly what Texas is doing.
Civil liberties groups say the law is unconstitutional. Meanwhile, talks continue in the Senate on Republican demands for a secure southern border policy as part of a deal to release billions of dollars to aid Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas stresses that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was trying to jam a vote on a deal before lawmakers leave for their Christmas holiday recess.
Chuck Schumer is bad at his job. He waited too long to engage in these negotiations. Then he tried to bring senators back to jam a vote up against the Christmas holiday. That obviously is not working. So I imagine we're going to have a few more votes on nominees this week, and then we'll break for the Christmas holiday.
Senator Cotton spoke on the Salem Radio Network. California water agencies could soon turn wastewater into drinking water. The California Water Resources Control Board on Tuesday approved new rules for turning water from toilets and other uses into drinking water. State officials believe the rules will help the drought-prone state to have a more reliable source of drinking water. California is the second state to approve statewide regulations for the direct use of recycled wastewater. Colorado approved similar regulations last year. Another good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 251 points. The Nasdaq rose 98. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates send a message to the Biden administration.
They want the State Department to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern over the ongoing persecution of Christians. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they have murdered thousands of Christians over the past decade and driven even more from their homes in the northern part of the country. The advocates say the Nigerian government isn't taking the problem seriously, and the U.S. needs to send a message. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Church moves a step closer to embracing gay marriage. Pope Francis formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The Vatican explains the radical change in policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. The Pope recently suggested that blessings of gay couples could be offered under some circumstances if blessings weren't confused with the official ritual of marriage. This is SRN News. Google agrees to pay $700 million to settle allegations that it has been suppressing competition against its Android app store, Google Play. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
$630 million of that settlement will go to U.S. consumers who are supposed to be automatically notified, and $70 million to a fund used by states. According to the deal, each eligible consumer receives at least $2 or more in proportion to their Google Play spending. The total estimated number of consumers is approximately 102 million. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House is lending its support to an auto industry effort to standardize Tesla's electric vehicle charging plugs for all EVs in the United States, part of a broad effort to stimulate their sales. Purchases of EVs in the U.S. have lagged behind sales in such countries as China and Germany. More details at SRNnews.com.